Infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson said people who have been asymptomatic, showing no symptoms of COVID-19, will show symptoms a few months down the road if they have developed long COVID. Dr. Thompson said a number of doctors across the country have reported an increase in cases of long COVID.
Normally, I would report what's called the recovered cases, but that whole term recovered cases, we now know is a misnomer. That it isn't true that those persons are fully recovered. They may have something of a negative test, but we found this new concept of called long COVID, and a substantial portion of those people who are even listed as being recovered, really and truly, 2 months, 3 months, even after being asymptomatic, they start to develop shortness of breath, chronic fatigue, brain fog. They can have exacerbation of their diabetes or new onset diabetes, which they never had before. They can start having myocarditis, inflammation of their heart, and they can start having a host of other symptoms, loss of taste, loss of smell, which doesn't often get better, it gets worse. Their taste starts to evolve into everything tasting horrible. And then there are people with pins and needles and all sorts of other neurological symptoms. They would have had no symptoms at the time of their infection. They would have been asymptomatic, or they might have had a mild infection, the mild cold, like shortness of breath and so forth. But now we are seeing them with these new symptoms. And I would warn persons to Google that phenomena called long COVID to get a better picture. So when I say, and when we put up online, 1,832 persons have recovered, I want to say we haven't changed that notation of being recovered. But in truth, the various doctors around the country are reporting to us and they are seeing patients with long COVID.
That was infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson. Regionally, the government of St. Kitts and Nevis has introduced one of the strictest travel protocols due to COVID-19. According to the St. Kitts Tourism Authority, only vaccinated travelers will be welcomed based on a new policy which requires tourists, including those from the United States, to be vaccinated. In the Bahamas, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 11,930. Internationally, major Indian states that have been virus hotspots are easing restrictions as COVID cases numbers continue to fall. National capital Delhi and financial hub Mumbai are among the cities that are opening partially. This comes in the wake of a crushing second wave that saw hospital beds, medicines, and even oxygen run short as cases spiked and deaths rose. Meanwhile, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is to urge leaders of other wealthy countries to commit to vaccinating the world against COVID-19 by the end of next year. He will lay out a global target at a summit of the G7 Group Advanced Economies on Friday. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.